Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. What? $433,019 in the lockbox? We got to get to $500,000, though, by Monday. WAMC.org.
It's getting scarier. It really is. It always does. You know, people get to do what they can when they know it's really important. And now we're really close to that $500,000 mark. We have today, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to do it. Now, we all together made over $30,000 yesterday. That's fantastic. The number keeps going up because I think people are realizing that I can do a little something. And that's what you're doing. Everybody's doing something. You know, there was no mail on Monday because of Columbus Day. And so yesterday there was a little bit of an extra lift as people did their thing. And some people were making challenges. And that is exactly what happens with our group. You know, David, I am so pleased. And as I reflect on what we've all done here together, I look at all the people who have been here 20, 25, 30 years. People who really love the station. How many years have you been here now, David?
23 going on 24 years. We've been married a very, very long time, Alan.
It's really great. You know, you see the kind of love that goes into this, both from the people who are listening and the people who are here and who are so dedicated to making this radio station work and who we all appreciate so much. Okay, we can do this now. We have about $75,000 to go, or maybe a little less, and we'll all make it together as we always do. That's what's so great. No matter what storms are happening, this radio station goes on and is a place we all can come to and be together, and I love that.
WAMC.org, and we love you. Well, greeted to the news. In fact, breaking during the roundtable yesterday, President Trump's ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, says she will resign at the end of the year, marking a high-profile departure of one of the few women in the president's cabinet.
Yeah, it was, to borrow a phrase, a hurricane. We are all thinking about our friends and relatives and the people we love in Florida right now who are going to get walloped and hard by this Category 4 hurricane as we speak. And the Haley thing was a hurricane, too. They rushed her down to the White House. She sat next to the president, and she said she was supporting him. But whatever the reason is, I am sure we're going to find out about it. She was one of the assets that this administration had. She wasn't afraid of letting her differences with the president become apparent. And they're going to have to look. The first thing the president started to do was his usual nonsense and hype Ivanka for the job and then saying, you know, but people would accuse me of nepotism. Nepotism? No. That's unbelievable. Ivanka now says, no, I'm not the one who's going to do that job. So it is the loss of a very strong asset before these elections. Maybe a signal.
You know, you referenced the hurricane in Florida, and there's an article about how the storm is impacting Florida at the height of the campaign season when we know that weather affects politics.
No question. People have to come out, and, you know, you can't blame them. There will be a tremendous reaction to this storm. It's going to knock down power lines and the question of how politicians respond. There was a guy, I'm so old, I remember a mayor in New York, John V. Lindsay, and when he didn't get the snow up in time in Queens, he was through. That was the end. And if you don't move fast enough, the president's reaction to Puerto Rico, for example, will be a blemish on his record for a long, long time. We all know he didn't do it well. And there are those people who suspect that because that Puerto Rican community is basically democratic in its orientation, that was the reason this guy didn't move fast enough and do what he needed to do. So, yeah, weather and the reaction to weather can be a huge plus or minus for a sitting politician.
The 20 lives that were lost in the limousine crash, Alan, in Schoharie, New York, have been listed by police. It's enough to take the wind right out of you, including four sisters from one family and newlyweds on the way to celebrate a 30th birthday party. Then a side article on the limo owner. And we find out now an FBI informant, a recruiter of terrorists, and a fraudster, as the Times says. The man had spent better part of two decades crossing back and forth from one side of the law to the other and clearly allowed to run shoddy businesses.
Well, you know, I am worried about this. I know that quite frequently when people make deals with the FBI to turn on others and colleagues and friends, they get protected in some ways, and it is not a good thing. So we'll have to keep a very sharp eye to make sure that this guy gets what he's entitled to, but not one bit more. We're told about, the governor talked about, that his license doesn't cover what he was doing, driving what is basically a bus, and that the car itself had not passed inspection. That's not good. And I can only tell you, I don't know any of the people who died, but I do know that I have not been right in the head since this thing happened, because all of us are mourning and all of us realize that it could have happened to us or anybody we know.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. And our listeners understand the world isn't easy, but we have to have the information despite the losses that occur in the world. WAMC.org. We'll be there as long as you're here with us.
David, I could not have said that better. As long as you're here with us.